outside is painting.
It's
inside.
Very damp and very dirty.
This door sometimes become jammed.
How many of you are living here?
18 girls.
18 girls, 18 women.
Hello, ladies.
Okay, so what one of the housemates has just hoovered up her bedroom, hoovering the carpet in here.
Putting the
insect killer.
And an insect killer powder. It smells really strong now of the poison that you've
put
down.
Insects, too much insects. I was very scared. Oh my God. I leave the room and I went there in the living room and I sleep also there. But I can't sleep because that is a living room, not my room. I feel scared because that is not locked.
You've spoken to G4S about it to complain. What have they said?
I request change the carpet. He told me, no, not change. I feel they threw me and they didn't bother. It's look like a jail. We are criminal or
not
we are
in jail even.
We are human beings. Please treated me like a human beings.
We are seeking asylum for our life security.
Even prison is better. They've got aircon. Look in my room. There's no window. Being in asylum, you come here. And you are running away from torture. And when you come here to get this torture from a country which supports human rights.
I beg my house officer to request send cleaner. When I come back, I saw same things, no, nothing clean. She has a rash.
It has kind of red blotches across her face. Is it sore? Does it hurt?
It's itching
very much. But our house officer didn't do anything. Even he never saw how use the fire exit in emergency.
We've just come to the end of the corridor now. It's got a padlock on it.
Locked by broken plastic.
Somebody could get through this door.
Yeah.
Would you mind showing me around some more of the house? Yeah. So we're in what looks like a big hallway now.
These bedrooms have no window. And this is our shower.
This is your shower room.
It's a toilet.
What is that?
Something is a long time closed and it's very vomiting.
Yeah. I think I need to step outside because that smell in that bathroom is like years of mold and dirt.
Still, I didn't use the toilet. Today, I used in public library.
So you can't even go to the toilet at home?
No.
I mean, if you walk down the corridors, they're painted okay.
Yeah.
There has been some effort made to maintain the property.
Yeah.
But it's almost like it's just on the face of it, just paint, but underneath, not really clean.
Yeah. And if I close the window, the smell you get from toilet, I feel inside in my room. One pregnant lady living here, do you think it's this type of a smell is good for her coming babies?
So you've had to travel around different homes in the UK since you've been here. Mm. How does this compare to others?
No, I never faced this type of house in the UK before. This is my first time experience this is horrible house.
Should we go and see the kitchen?
This is our kitchen.
The thing my eyes are instantly drawn. You've got one of the tall fridge freezers. The ground in front of it, it feels like it would be cleaner outside.
Yeah, when they move us in here, it should be clean everything.
Your perception of the Home Office and how they've helped you since you've been in the UK?
Yeah, Home Office is good, but when Home Office didn't know these things, job of only these companies which are
giving
nest accommodation.
G4S is a subcontractor to the Home Office.
Yeah, it's not a fault of Home Office.
And I've actually found the G4S manual. On page 4 here it says, cleaning. We are responsible for cleaning any communal areas and will clean those once a week. We being G4S.
G4S take money for this purpose. Then what is this? Home Office has a budget for every person. Minimum standard person. Then do you think these are in minimum standard at this house for living?